You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Right now it's 12 minutes to 11. And the US government says Apple is monopolizing the smartphone market. It has taken the extraordinary step of suing Apple. Our tech expert Paul Stenhouse is here with the details. What's going on, Paul?
Yeah, by the Justice Department estimates, Jack, they say Apple has over 70% of the US market,
wow,
which is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
It's a market that it absolutely dominates. I don't think other markets around the world would quite be the same, but in the US, the Apple iPhone is the default, and that's what the Justice Department has its eyes on. It's basically said that if you purchase an iPhone, you are locked into the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about Apple for a long time over the years, and I think you would say, in fact, I think Apple would say too, that's actually a feature, right?
Well,
once you get
it is convenient.
It's very convenient.
It's very convenient, yeah, and very intuitive, which is the thing that I like, you know?
Everything becomes everywhere. You don't have to worry about where your files are,
yeah,
and your contacts automatically sync, and it's good. So it's almost like this is almost like a lawsuit that's a byproduct of Apple's own success of making the iPhone so well connected to all of its other devices.
Yeah,
but what
right.
the Department of Justice says is that it's not about that. It's almost like that it doesn't play nicely with other things. Okay, so
right.
they use the example of a smartwatch. Basically, if you've got an iPhone, the only smartwatch you can really use it with is an Apple Watch.
Yeah, yeah.
What they say is, hang on, it should work perfectly with an Apple Watch, but if you want to use a Samsung Galaxy Watch, you probably should be able to connect to that too.
Right.
They also take issue with Apple Pay, because Apple has found a way to inject themselves in the financial chain that takes your card by using the Apple Wallet, right? And using the phone as a method of payment. And they've made billions of dollars collecting fees along the way. And they've basically said, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't do that. But my favorite piece, Jack, and the Justice Department called it a social stigma in the United States, that if you message someone that's not on an iPhone, the message bubble turns green, people feel sad.
Wow.
And that isn't nice.
Yeah. That
they
is very, very
out.
Interesting
that's
indeed.
The phrase,
yeah.
Social stigma.
Yeah,
incredible.
That's remarkable. Hey, thanks, Paul. It's going to be very intriguing to watch this play out through the courts. I'm sure Apple will be fighting this as aggressively as possible. And knowing Apple, they can probably afford some pretty good attorneys. But look forward to seeing what happens there.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.